This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. We pulled everything apart today. Still haven't opened the new Boyd's box, but the comparison is coming. We'll probably film it Sunday. Got two Boyd's gun stocks, one of which I know, the At One gun stock. We're going to put it back on and, just give you the comparison to it. And suffice to say, ergonomic excellence is here hanging out at my house. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. As the banks begin to try to, as they try to have Operation Choke Point without any sort of DOJ involvement, 16 Republican congressmen are asking the General Services Administration to reevaluate a $700 billion contract with Citibank as a result of the financial institution's anti-Second Amendment policies. The congressman, led by Indiana Representative Todd Rokita, sent a letter to GSA Administrator Emily Murphy on Wednesday, asking her to terminate the contract in response to Citibank's March announcement restricting their clients' participation in gun sales. In 2017, the General Services Administration awarded Citibank a contract of more than $700 billion, partially to implement the federal charge card program SmartPay 3. That was in a letter they wrote, a copy of which was obtained by the Daily Caller News Foundation. Because of Citibank's new guidelines targeting customers wishing to exercise their legal Second Amendment rights, we urge you to cancel Citibank's participation in the SmartPay 3 contract and award it to a company that does not unfairly restrict a customer's constitutional rights. This flagrant attempt to undermine our fundamental rights by caving to radicals should not be endorsed by our federal government, the congressman added. The federal government should instead do business with companies that respect all of our constitutional rights, including the Second Amendment. GSA should take all necessary steps to review and terminate its contract with Citibank unless they rescind their guidelines and rebid the SmartPay 3 contract. Rokita told the DCNF, this flagrant disregard for American citizens and their God-given Second Amendment rights cannot be tolerated. The congressman is challenging incumbent Democratic Indiana Senator Joe Donnelly in November. Rokita said those who seek to undermine those God-given rights do not deserve taxpayer dollars and should be denied federal contracts. Congress has sworn to uphold the Constitution, and it is paramount that we stand united for the American people and their right to bear arms. Prominent GOP reps Matt Gaetz of Florida, Thomas Massie of Kentucky, and Louie Gohmert of Texas are also among the signees. Now, also out there, while they're trying to financially gut the Second Amendment, we have this coming out of California. Now, remember, this is Jack Murphy, the Twitter CEO, thinks everybody should be this should be the United States of California. The Democrats in California, you see, they really like fanning the flames of destruction of this country and its laws and the institutions. and the Bill of Rights, and making California a sanctuary state for illegal immigrants. They passed a law that makes it a crime for businesses to cooperate with the feds seeking to enforce immigration law. They automatically register as voters all residents with driver's licenses, including 1 million illegal immigrants. And now a state legislator who wants to, in fact, restrict or overturn the First Amendment that guarantees the unfettered and unregulated right to free speech. The author of that little ditty is a Dr. Richard Pan, a medical doctor whose specialty is pediatrics. Pan, 52, like many of his Democrat colleagues in California's one-party state government, is a legislator on the far left. He served in the California State Assembly for 4 years before his election to the California Senate in 2014. Prior to running for elective office, he was a professor at the UC Davis Children's Hospital, where he led the pediatric residency program. Coming from Breitbart, we get this. California State Senator Dr. Richard Pan has proposed a bill, the Online False Information Act, that would require anyone who posts news on the Internet to verify their information through fact checkers. The bill, filed quietly in late February as SB 1424, requires all California-based websites to develop a plan to fight fake news, to use fact checkers, and to warn readers, including via social media, of false information. Now, in its face, that sounds sort of crazy. California has a lot of things that only, California, no other car, I can't drive my car in California. I could drive it as a visitor, but I couldn't live there. I couldn't register it there. Most of the guns I own, I couldn't have in California. California is a unique place. Quoting from the proposed legislation, A, any person who operates a social media internet website with physical presence in California shall develop a strategic plan to verify news stories shared on its internet website, like Facebook, for example. B, the strategic plan shall include, but is not limited to, all of the following. 1, a plan to mitigate the spread of false information through news stories. 2, the utilization of fact checkers to verify news stories. 3, providing outreach to social media users regarding news stories containing false information. 4, placing a warning on a news story containing false information. Back to C, as used in this section, social media means an electronic service or account or electronic content, including but not limited to videos, still photos, blogs, video blogs, podcasts, instant and text messages, email, online services or accounts, or internet website profiles or locations. I don't know. Podcasts, that'll be a fun one. I don't know. I'm sure there's lots of podcasts that come out of California. I just can't think of anybody who does one right now. I mean, this is not getting a whole lot of play. Now, California used to be trumpeted as the cutting edge of American culture. And it still is, except the culture is now all about censoring free speech. And, to date, other than Breitbart reporting on SB 1424, that everybody else doing it has been minimal, except for brief stories in some online news media blogs. Jim Hoft, a Gateway pundit, took note of the proposed law in an article on April the 9th and concluded it with a quote from actor James Woods, "Scratch a liberal, find a fascist." So here we have it. I mean, this is the begin. I mean, they'll probably get that in California. And on the other hand, I noticed that Wells Fargo is not going to stop doing business with gun companies, but Wells Fargo is the company that got out there and created all these credit accounts and all these other things, unbeknownst to the people that they were creating them for on their behalf. So if they're turning it around, that's great. But I have yet to see a bank out there, any of the big banks anyway. On the one hand, sometimes I lament having a small town bank, and then other times I really enjoy having a small town bank, and this is one of those times. So, the fight just takes on so many different shapes and sizes, but it is not dull. It's very, very rarely dull and boring around here. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
I'm going to prove to myself what I already know. And the way I'm going to do it is I have two Boyd's Gun Stocks here. I'm going to try one, and I'm going to try the other. They're going on a Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. One is very lightweight, I think, just from the feel of it. I haven't opened one of them up. I'm waiting for that. The other one is a completely complementary thing to the design of the rifle. The At-One stock is just one of the most technologically sound pieces of kit that I've ever seen to add to a rifle. And that's the beauty of it, the different shapes, the different geometries. Something's going to work for you. They have something's going to work for you. It's a price you can afford. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. So, Paul Ryan is going away. Okay, good. Good. He did something. He was trying to do something about spending one time, and I think that's where his star rose. And since then, he's been one big disappointment. He had that moment in the sun. So he's going to retire now, and there's been a lot of speculation as to who might succeed him. Representatives McCarthy and Scalise, the number two and number three ranked Republicans in the House, appear to be headed for a confrontation that could roil Republicans, especially if they lose control of the House. But conversely, on the other side of the aisle, which is something nobody's talking about, is what's going on in the Democrats. There is a whole lot of great uncertainty about the future of the current Democratic leadership. If the Democrats were to win in November, it is likely that the 78-year-old Nancy Pelosi would once again become the Speaker. Her longtime deputy, Steny Hoyer, would almost certainly move up to the Majority Leader. Don't know what happens to their third guy, who's, I can't remember dude's name, but he's from here from South Carolina. What happens if they fail, though, to upend the Republican House majority? Many observers predict that the long-simmering frustration of younger members with the septuagenarian leadership in the House would boil over and wholesale changes at the top would have to occur. Even if they win, there may be a battle to replace the 78-year-old Hoyer, who's gained a reputation as a dealmaker with Republicans and Democrats alike. Many younger, more radical members of the Democratic caucus might take the opportunity to challenge most of the leadership. And given the growing number of Sanders-Warren acolytes winning elections, the current Democratic leadership may indeed be in trouble. Coming from the Hill, if you had asked me 5 years ago, God forbid if Nancy got hit by a bus, what would happen? I'd say to you, Steny steps right in and wins. And there's just no question. Everyone thinks he's earned it. They like him. No one could gainsay that, said one veteran Democrat, speaking anonymously on the sensitive topic. The problem is, with time has come the thought that now maybe we need them all to kind of move on. It's not about generation change. It's longevity in office. Could we possibly benefit from some fresh ideas? There are a lot of people, I put myself in their numbers, who are pretty frustrated at the lack of opportunity to move up. So I don't think it's as sure a thing as it once was with Steny. Not because of any antipathy to him personally, but because he's older than Nancy. Representative John Larson, Democrat from Connecticut, the former head of the House Democratic Caucus, delivered a similar message. Larson praised Hoyer as a loyal lieutenant who's maybe our best spokesman on the floor. But there's a generational fervor that's going on within our caucus and outside of here, and that outside game will have a lot of influence. Steny will have his fans, and I count myself among them, because of what he's been able to do. But there is this underpinning of the need for a generational change. One gauge of the shifting politics is Representative Bill Pascrell. The 11-term New Jersey Democrat has long embraced the notion that Hoyer should succeed Pelosi, but not this year. While I think Steny's the most articulate person for the Democratic Party at this time, when I look at all the qualities that I think are necessary in leadership in terms of going forward, I would pick Joe Crowley, referring to the 56-year-old New York Democrat. The Democratic leadership is about to change, although nobody knows when. Everyone knows it. Nobody knows when. All major national Democrats from Hillary Clinton on down are in their late 60s or 70s. There is an entire generation of Democrats who have won House seats who are prevented from moving up in committees and up the leadership ladder because the older generation refuses to step aside. The question becomes, will the geriatrics step aside? Will they have a choice? It all depends on the outcome in November and whether establishment Democrats heed the call of their younger colleagues for fresh blood. I would not expect that to happen voluntarily. Does anybody remember when Nancy Pelosi was made the Speaker of the House, the little parade they had with the croquet-sized mallet that she got for the Speaker of the House, which I've never understood why it was so big? Or maybe, is she just that small? I mean, I don't know how big she is. I've never been around her. Don't really care to be. But welcome to turmoil, because I expect to see a lot of infighting in the Democrats, as well as some within the Republicans. The Republicans could do a couple of things right now and shift a whole bunch of stuff if they wanted to, but they are too caught up in the game, I'm afraid. And so we will see what we're going to see. But the Democrats have a bunch of problems. They know it. All of their stuff is primarily against Trump. They're out to get Trump. Everybody knows they're out to get Trump. When you ask them, well, what about Syria? They don't really know what to say about Syria. When you ask them, well, what about North Korea? They don't know what to say about that. If you ask them, well, what about the jobs and what about the tax reform? Then, well, that's crumbs and that's going to be gone because we're going to get rid of that because everybody should be paying more taxes. Can't tell you why. They just, you know, that's just what they believe and that's what they're telegraphing. And if we let that happen, if we allow the Democrats to take the House or the Senate or both, well, that's gonna be quite indicative of a lot of apathy. Government is not an instantaneous kind of thing. Given Trump 2 years to try to do something, and he's done stuff, and the only ones that haven't done anything is the House. Get rid of them and bring some new guys in. Don't give it to the Democrats. But hey, we'll see what happens in November. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
The thing about these, when you go and you look and say you're looking at one particular model, one particular type of gun, one particular, you know, the Remington 700, and whatever's trim it comes in. When you're looking at all the different setups you can get to go on that rifle, to run that rifle the way you need for it to go, you begin to understand. I mean, just think to yourself, each one of these stocks has had to be developed from an idea. Now, without a doubt, they certainly have a template that goes with them. There's only so many different ways to do a gun stock, after all. But that's all beside the point. They've done it all. When you look at all the models, that means they've gone through all of the research, all the development, all the testing. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now then. In an interview with The Atlantic, Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman revealed that Saudi Arabia has financed terrorism. What a shocker. Most people are going to ignore this. The U.S. left has successfully colluded with jihad against national security. That is also part of Mueller's mission, to cover up and protect jihadist infiltration, espionage, and sabotage during the Clinton-Obama years. See, the Awan espionage cell placed in the House Intelligence Committee with the plausible collusion of Mueller, Comey, Brennan, and Clapper. It was much too obvious not to be noticed that the House Democrats, including Debbie Wasserman Schultz, literally ignored the need for vetting. None of that was an accident. Mohammed bin Salman is trying to modernize and hold down the jihad sponsoring and paying faction, which apparently involved Walid bin Talal. However, in Islam, there is no such thing as a permanent peace. There is only hudna, or a temporary truce with the enemies of God. In Turkey, the jihad faction came back with Tayyip Recep Erdogan was allowed to win his first election with the collusion of the EU, which insisted on international recognition of this election of a paleo-fascist party, the party of neo-Ottomanism. Now, Trump has gotten the Salman faction in Saudi Arabia to turn against the Sunni jihadist faction, but in Saudi Arabia, basically a tribal federation, nothing ever really completely changes. Same as Turkey. For that reason, the exposure of Mohammed bin Salman's admission of guilt always has to be considered to be tactical. That is a very important part to understand. Tactical is very important. Because you then have to wonder what the reason was for this. Now, this is not a governing hierarchy. It's an unstable tribal gang with a fantasy of conquering the world. And the left loves jihad for that reason. And we're facing a left jihad coalition. Now, we know that Facebook and Google have been set up as political players from the start and that they provide shelter for Obama radicals who are constantly plotting to overthrow Trump. And we see the new Soros Foundation with something like $50 billion from Soros. We're still seeing a new version of the old-style Marxist-Leninist imperialism. Obama is a third-world socialist. The internet is the natural domain for that style of imperialism. And they don't disguise their willingness to use AI and planted electronics in individual homes under extra-national laws to exercise control. Europe is seeing a revolt against this since Viktor Orban and the Hungarians are afraid of Soros and have seen Soviet imperialism in the memory of living individuals. Here in America, you and me, we are considered soft targets. And they've never been told. They've been told never to believe in political conspiracies, these soft targets, which do exist and which are, in fact, the continuation of an older infection. Now, while everybody sits around and, I've seen, some of the stuff I see, I look at it and I'm like, hey, that's silly. But some things aren't silly. Some things are just out there and it's just, you're just waiting for that little bit of evidence. This is, without a doubt, not a conspiracy. They may call it a conspiracy. They may think, and, you may look at it and say, wow, this is really very detailed and interwoven. So the Clintons were involved in this. The Obamas were involved in this. Facebook and Google is involved in this. And, all you have to do is look at anything electronic today. Windows is a really good example. Windows today is basically another layer, unless they've changed it. I haven't been in Windows for a very long time. I switched to Apple, which about the same as far as their outlook on us. But it's all based upon a foundation that was laid a long time ago. So nowadays, Windows, whatever iteration it is It reminds us of a younger version, and at the same time, it has new features. That's all politics are. They're just layers upon layers upon layers upon layers. And these people that are involved in this stuff, Clinton, Hillary Clinton probably got involved in it when her husband was president. He got involved in it when he was president. How long has he been out of office now? He's still speaking. He's still relevant on the world scene. So now Obama's out there. Obama, in Dreams of My Father, once wrote, "If Islam was painted into a corner, I would have to stand with Islam." What better guy to be in place at any given time than somebody who is a leftist and also a Islamic apologist, if you will? And they do it all. You know what? They use the Constitution against us. They say it's about religion. It has nothing to do with religion. This is not religion. This is not like getting out there and saying, "Well, okay, I saw this the other day on Jimmy Swaggart." No. No, you didn't. You didn't see it on Jimmy Swaggart. This is not the same thing as the Baptists or the Pentecostals or even, you know, there's a lot of difference. There's a lot of difference. Islam is a system. It's a political system. It has its own banking system. It has its own legal system. It comes all this comes along with it. They call that Sharia, if you've never heard that before. So that's what they want here. Because if they had that here, guess what? The central entity in Islam is in control of most everything. So it fits. It fits perfectly. It fits perfectly. And I'm sure they think, well, we'd be able to control them. We don't have to convert, but whatever. So anyway, the admission, though, is no big. That's not a big shock to me. I knew that already, didn't you? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. You know, when a lot of rifles were designed before, it was very basic, not based upon ergonomics. Ergonomics, the fitting it to your body, it was more you got used to it. One size fits all. That's sort of a military thing. Now, with this idea that something should fit you better, that makes you better with it, Boyd's picks that ball up and runs, takes it all the way. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now, 2 days of congressional hearings with Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg are over now, and it has underlined how American perceptions of media power are changing. After 2012, Democrats and their media allies oozed over the way former President Barack Obama's brilliant strategists changed the face of campaigning through Facebook. But in 2016, Donald Trump was elected and Facebook became a malignant ghetto of fake news and an inappropriate election manipulation. Now, Congress is justified in asking how Facebook's massive popularity could also lead to massive violations of privacy and potentially international manipulation of our political process. But there is more to discuss. Questions of bias and censorship that the left doesn't want to cover, and for good reason, because they're guilty of that. Several Republican senators underlined conservative fears about what Facebook is becoming now that it's under pressure from leftist elites to ban free speech. Senator Ben Sasse asked Zuckerberg how he defines hate speech, noting that many young people find the First Amendment allows too much hateful speech. He couldn't really answer that. But in his opening statement, he insisted Facebook has to make sure people aren't using it to hurt people or spread misinformation. Senator Ted Cruz zeroed in on the hard evidence of Facebook demonstrating a pervasive pattern of political bias. Gizmodo reported in 2016 that Facebook insiders revealed that the social media giant kept major conservative stories like the ones on the Conservative Political Action Conference off its trending topics for readers. Facebook shut down the Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day page, blocked a post by Fox News reporter Todd Starnes, has blocked over two dozen Catholic pages, and recently declared the videos of pro-Trump black ladies known as Diamond and Silk unsafe for the community. To his credit, Zuckerberg replied, "I understand where that concern is coming from because Facebook and the tech industry are located in Silicon Valley, which is an extremely left-leaning place." Just acknowledging that calls the leftists to tear their hair out. But then Cruz asked whether Zuckerberg had ever heard of a Planned Parenthood page being taken down. Of course, no, he had not, because that's never happened. Then, how about a MoveOn.org page? No. Any Democratic candidate pages? No. Nobody's aware of that happening, but we can suspect that Facebook's content police have an itchy trigger finger on identifying where conservatives hurt people or spread misinformation. Now, if you are a conservative, you have to be used to the national media excluding that viewpoint or loading up a pundit panel with eight leftists and one marginal Republican. And that's the way they do it. I've sat on a few of them. I don't do it anymore. I don't see what the use is. It's a bunch of guys yelling at you. They don't really want to debate. They just want to yell at you. And it's always in a place where they're not in the same room with me. I would love that. Most of the time, they're all in one room, and I'm in one by myself. Okay. So, I don't do that anymore. We're not going to be happy if the social media start hindering us with communications from one another on what Zuckerberg claims is a platform for all ideas. Now, Zuckerberg recently told the leftist blog Vox that Facebook plans to boost broadly trusted news sources like the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal to national media elites, as opposed to looking down to blogs that may be on more of the fringe. Would it be wrong to see ourselves in that fringe? Do you want to place your trust in the New York Times? But the Facebook founder explained they would like to help these news organizations drive subscriptions. So for all of his willingness to acknowledge the bias in big tech, he needs to acknowledge that conservatives have news outlets too, like CNSNews.com, for example. So showing favoritism toward building the profits and influence of leftist middle media elites is taking sides. That's not offering a neutral forum for all. Now, I remember when Google Earth came out. That was fantastic. I had not seen my boyhood home that we moved away from in 1976, probably since 1976. So I could go to Google Earth, punch in that address, and get a street view of where I grew up. And that was stupendous. That was great. But then I began to use the mind that was developed in military intelligence, the little amount of time I was in it, and look at this and say, oh, now wait a minute. That's some interesting technology. So they got this truck going out there with this wraparound vehicle, this wraparound camera on top of it. And it's driving around and just taking, you know, 360-degree photos and piecing them together as they go along, making a nice little video out of it. They've got satellites in the sky that can, you know, read what kind of grill you have in your backyard. And I thought to myself, this could really be abused if the wrong person gets a hold of it. Then I started hearing in New Jersey where they were looking at using these to figure out who had pools who had not paid taxes on them. They didn't have to ask permission to come into somebody's backyard and look around because they were in space. So they would, you know, they would get these high resolution pictures of that up there. And hey, there you go. And And they started using it for that. And then I knew that one day, probably Google would be running our military intelligence apparatus. Or not our civilian, you know, CIA, NSA. I don't know if they do that or not. I know Eric Schmidt sits on a lot of governmental boards nowadays. So, that part of it doesn't surprise me. But when I look at these tech giants and what they have been able to put together in a really short period of time, it should come as no surprise to anybody out there that this was never about a fun way to stay in connection with everybody, or get in on Google, the biggest search engine in the world, or, Twitter. Now you can, in 140 characters or less, you can be on the World Wide Web. That was the hook. Sure, everybody was like, well, yeah, that's pretty cool. I like that. Facebook, I haven't heard from this guy in a long time. I went to school with him, and I have connected with plenty of people. I've connected with people I played Pop Warner football with, all these people. And it's good to know they're still around and upright and on my side of the grass and everything else. But in the background, simmering in the background, is something a little more sinister. And I'm not looking for them to regulate them, because that'll just make... For example, Facebook won't have any competition because they regulate them. They're already there in place. Whoever was to come and try to replace them would have a very hard time of it. So I'm not looking for them to regulate them, but I would like to see, I don't know, they need to rattle their cage a little bit. I'm not sure how they're going to do it. But, big tech, that's an issue. That's an issue. Big tech is a huge issue. So, we have to pay attention to that and the politicians now. That's a new thing. We have to watch on two fronts. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com. DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.